This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Greg Lehman, the Curtis Handkammer Chair in Entrepreneurship at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Dr. Lehman leads efforts to converge scientific and technological innovation with entrepreneurship. So, Dr. Lehman, what kinds of projects are you on the lookout for, and how can the business community benefit?
Well, the kind of projects that my course, Technology Entrepreneurship, is designed to address are cases where the sort of the answer that's needed, i.e. a technical innovation, and the question, the problem, a market need, are evolving at the same time. So unlike a situation where it might be really high-tech answer, but you already have it in hand and you just need to understand the market's value for that in a certain arena, some companies are dealing with things where there's a lot more interplay. You have to start with part of the answer, see how that's valued, get feedback, adjust, and go back and forth. And so projects that embody that kind of dynamic are very interesting and useful for the students to have a chance to try and tackle.
Give us some examples of some of the projects that have been worked on.
Yeah, one of the exciting ones that we concluded just last month was for a company called Destiny Conferencing up in Dayton, Ohio. And they have captured a lot of the space for what we all wish video conferencing would have been. And they call it telepresence. It's technology allows you to sit in a room and interact with people who could be anywhere else in the world, and it literally seems like you're right there face to face. And that technology has been implemented well in global companies who have maybe six spots around the world that all need to talk to each other continuously, because they can then afford to buy all those units and connect them. But what our students were trying to help this company explore is whether or not there's a way to roll it out in a more of a community setting where you might need the facility for an hour a week, somebody else a couple hours, and so on. We could share it and share the costs and the benefits. That was a very challenging project, but it was a very fascinating one.
And what's the benefit to the business community?
Well, from my experience in leading technology entrepreneurship, I did it more in a corporate setting than startup setting for a number of years. But what I found is that most companies who are trying to do this kind of work have a few things that they're focused on, and they have right behind that a pretty long list of things that they wish they had time to focus on. And so the benefit that a business like that can get is a chance to put some energy into it, find out more than while it's just sitting on a shelf, and yet not tie up their own resources and lose focus from the few things that they absolutely have to get done right now.
Thanks, Dr. Lehman. Dr. Greg Lehman is the Curtis Handkammer Chair in Entrepreneurship at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.